Last Train to the Bucket Radio Show.
This is Baron and Schrader. You're listening to the Pocket Show. Boom.
Boom.
Pocket Radio Show.
Pocket Radio Show. Okay. This is Baron and Schrader. You're listening to the Pocket Radio Show. Boom.
Can we just do it one more time without the trolley and without the mixer?
Baron and Schrader, Pocket Radio Show.
This is Baron and Schrader. You're listening to the Pocket Radio Show. Boom.
Boom.
Hello, dear listener. Thank you for downloading episode 10 of the Pocket Radio Show. I forgot the name for a second. Don't worry. I'll tell you why I forgot the name. It's 7:15 on a Sunday morning. Yeah, I know. I've been up for flipping hours, and I thought there's nothing better I can do. I've watched 6 episodes of Mr. Maker back to back, so I thought I'd come and do this. I'm kind of whispering, but doing that shouty whisper, just because I don't the studio, the luxury. I nearly gave it all away. The luxury Soho studio I'm recording in is next door to a house, and there's a bedroom there, and I don't want to wake the people next door is kind of why. So this is why. Random. Anyway, welcome to the show. Matt Allwright, the star of Watchdog and Rogue Traders and The Food Inspectors, is the guest this week, and I love him, and I think he's brilliant, and he's hilarious, and he dishes the dirt on Anne Robinson. The phone-in is kind of starts off slowly, picks up speed, then slows down again very, very rapidly. And I couldn't remember what the topics were. And none of the listeners knew, so what's the point of me posting it on Facebook and Twitter? We do talk a lot about Set the Agenda, and I should just mention that Set the Agenda, if you don't know, is a variety night that I run. It's been going for about a year, and we've had a couple of months off, but it's coming back on Thursday, June the 7th. It's at the Camden Monarch in Camden, obviously, near Chalk Farm Tube. £9 in advance, £12 on the door. You can get tickets from settheagenda.com/tickets. And it's kind of like a whole mix. I compare it and host it, and maybe I'll sing a song if you're lucky. June, we've got 3 magicians books. They're all completely different. Not one of them wears a bow tie. There's lanky, laid-back magician Pete Hathaway, who's been on this show. There's Christian Lee, who's wonderful and is not my brother. And there's John Archer, who beat Penn and Teller. No, he fooled Penn and Teller. That's what he did. We've also got Hugh Thomas doing some music. He's the chap that got me into doing stand-up comedy. We've got Adam Belbin doing some stand-up. And there'll be more. There'll be at least one more act, probably a couple more. I'm trying to get a fire eater. So come along. Settheagenda.com/tickets. It will sell out, so I recommend you buy them in advance. Thank you, as always, to all of our advertisers on the show. We've got a couple of new ones and a couple of old ones returning. Thomas Walsh, a.k.a. Pugwash, is back, and he's got a new album out. And, man, it's just a joy. Pugwashtheband.com is his website. Cuckle.com, K-U-K-K-L-E.com, K-U-K-K-L-E.com, is a site where you can go and make and build and design your own greetings cards, and they're fantastic. It's definitely the best card site on the internet. Audible.co.uk/Ian Lee. You can still sign up for a month's free trial and you get a free audiobook. It seems obvious to me. I've done it under several different email names. Shh, don't tell them that. We7.com, www.we7.com, W-E-7.com, is just the best place to go to stream music and stuff like that on the internet. ThatSkinnyDog.com, Paul Clare and his excellent team, who built this, the IanLee.com website and took all of the photos. Superb website designer and photographer and graphic designer. And also GoDaddy.com. Thank you very much to all of you for sponsoring, and all of you, dear listener, who have invested money in this show. I've been amazed at how generous you've been. If you want to donate a few pence or a few quid, someone donated £120 last week. Thank you. None of it goes to charity. It all goes to paying my bills, because this podcast is costing me money. It's a pleasure to do, but it is costing me money. You can make a PayPal payment via ian@ianlee.com. That's also the email address if you want to contact me. Episode 10 of 12. Episode 11 next week is going to be a Set the Agenda special. Episode 12 is going to be a live phone-in. It's going to be streamed live. I need to sort out the date, and as soon as I do, I will let you know. It may be spread over two parts, that podcast. I'm not quite sure how that's going to work. And the Bobby Hart interview will probably go in that show there. I feel like I should have something more to say to you, but I don't. I'm good. How are you? Excellent. I'm glad to hear it. I'll shut up and let you get on with the show, shall I? Yeah. Before I do disappear, I should, of course, thank Adam Hess, the excellent comedian who was the guest on episode 9. We went out together and we recorded some Vox Pops. I say Vox Pops. I don't think Adam actually knows what they are, stroke were. So I've got a lot of recordings of a man saying very strange things to some very confused people. They're very funny, and I'll be playing those over the next few weeks. The first one we're going to hear today is Adam asking people if they'll pretend to be Baroness Schrader or Baron von Trapp, because he hasn't got the time to go and interview the real Baroness Schrader. Will anyone say yes? Listen, find out. I just bang a couple and I'll send it to my mum. I just bang a couple and I'll send it to my son. I just bang a couple, it really pleased the missus.
I just bang a couple and I covered it in kisses. Mwah!
I just bang a couple, I did it just like that.
I just got a couple, it landed on my mat. So if you want a card that will make somebody chuckle, type in K-U-K, K-L-E and do yourself a cuckle. Cuckle.com. Awesomely awesome personalised cards.
Hi, madam. We're doing some interviews today for the Pocket Radio Show. Just a few questions. Do you mind taking part for a couple of minutes?
Very quickly.
We were meant to do an interview with an older lady today who was a member of Parliament, and she actually has cancelled. It was completely my fault. Cancelled at the last minute, and we just need ladies with a couple of yes/no questions just for this project we're doing at the moment. To have a lady's voice just saying yes or no to a couple of questions that we're doing.
Oh no, you mustn't do that.
No.
I can't pretend to be somebody else.
I mean, this sounds like a bit strange, but there was a. Do you think we're meant to have an interview with an MP, and it was completely my fault. I messed it up, and it's just a small thing, and I completely messed up the times. And I just asked him just a few yes/no questions, and it's just we're not going to show your face or your name or anything like that. Would it be okay to just like free to say, oh hello Baron von Trapp? No, it's okay. Okay, brilliant. Okay, there was. It's a cheeky question. We were meant to be interviewing an MP, a member of the House of Lords earlier, and I completely messed up, and we've lost her number, don't know where to meet her. It's a few yes/no questions. Do you mind taking part? Brilliant. So do you mind if we just say, oh, this is Baroness Schrader, a couple of yes/no questions. Is that okay?
Yes, okay.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, so Baroness Schrader, you were heavily in favour of the hosepipe ban this summer. Do you think the hosepipe ban and the one shower per week policy is something that people are going to stick to?
Yes.
Do you think are you going to be sticking to that yourself as well?
Yes.
Brilliant. Okay, so do you think it's appropriate for the Prime Minister to demand that he's the Prime Minister, he now deserves a front garden?
Well, I don't see why not.
Do you think it's hypocritical that there's only one competition commission? Just say yes.
Yes.
Brilliant. Okay, do you think it's appropriate that some MPs are proposing to separate certain words from now on in the English language to fit on with what they're doing on the continent to masculine and feminine?
No.
So if I were to give you some words now, and you tell me if you think they should be masculine or feminine, like le or la.
Seems a bit daft.
They do it on the... I mean, France do it, Germany do it.
Do they?
Le and la and das and die. No?
No, I didn't know this.
Oh, okay. It's pretty common. Brilliant. So the banana skins.
Am I supposed to say male or female? Male.
Genius.
Oh, male.
Woman.
Of what, female?
Brilliant. Cheers, have a great day.
Want free music on your mobile? Then download the We7 radio app now. Available on iPhone and Android. We7 is your personal DJ in your pocket, giving you access to over 10 million songs for free. Enter one song, artist or genre, and the We7 app will play hours of the music you love. You can listen to We7 anywhere, in the car, train or the gym, even without an internet connection. Join the radio revolution and download the We7 radio app now.
Line three, you're live on the internet.
Ian, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Who's this? What do you want?
My name's Kenno. I spoke to you last week. I told you about the spaghetti lessons.
Did you? Oh, yeah, they're very slow.
Yes, they are very, very slow. What are tonight's subjects?
Do you know what? I can't remember.
I was one of them at Crack Nights Out.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Well, hang on a minute. If you knew, why were you asking? Yes, one of them was Bad Nights Out you've had, I think.
Well, because I could potentially be on one right now.
Oh, my God, what's happening? Where are you? Did I just say, oh, my God, like a 15-year-old schoolgirl? OMG, what's happening?
Oh, my God. I'm on my mate's stag do.
Oh, man, stag. Right, where are you going? Strippers? Hookers?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Well, potentially, but everyone's absolutely slaughtered already, so it could be over in about half an hour.
Are you drinking? Are you drunk?
Maybe.
Okay, good lad. Could you give us a call in about 45 minutes and let us know how far into a hooker you've entered?
Oh, yes, because we're in Birmingham and we're just going to a comedy club. And let me tell you, it ain't very funny.
What are the name of the acts that are on?
Well, they're so good, they've not been listed.
There we go, you see. Well, enjoy the rest of your evening. Do try and get back and let me know what happens.
Right, I will give you a call in about three quarters of an hour or so.
Lovely. Let's hope that we finish recording by then, because it sounds like an absolutely hideous night. That was one of the topics. I can't remember what they are. I'm hoping that... line two, do you know what the topics were?
It's Michael.
It's Michael. So the topics were Michael's.
Matthew? What? Hi, Ian.
Hello? Yes, no, so, is there a Michael or a Matthew on the line?
It's Matthew.
Well, who's Michael?
Me.
Well, hang on, who's Matthew?
Say hello, Matthew.
Hello?
Who are you?
I have no idea what's going on here.
Okay, let's go to line three. Line three, you're live on the internet. Do you know what the topics were? I take that as a no. Well, one of them was, I've been informed, rubbish nights out you've had. Anything else before I cut you off?
Scrotal recall.
Thank you very much indeed. It's going to be one of those nights tonight, I think. Okay, let's try line 66. You're live on the wireless. Do you know what the topics were, please?
No.
Oh, balls.
I can't remember.
I've had one explain. Well, apparently one of the topics was Matthew's.
Matthew Wright?
Okay. And the other topic was rubbish nights out you've had. But then there were some brilliant topics, and I can't remember what they were.
Wasn't there something about the worst... No, there was something along the lines of the worst night you've had out, and then there was something after it.
I just said that.
Yeah, but there was something after that was really good.
Yeah, I know. Well, don't just say, wasn't there something that you just said, and then there was something else as well? Don't do that.
What's the best book you've
ever
read?
I'll be honest. Right, who is this, by the way?
It's Gafford.
Oh, I'll be honest. All of the stuff that I've got pre-recorded for episode 10, for This Is What We Are In, is awesome. Matt Allwright from The Rogue Traders, one of the food inspectors in The Watchdogs.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a little bit mucky. So mucky that I just played it to Mrs. Lee, and she said, "Oh, he could get in trouble for that." So that's his problem, not mine.
Well, yeah, that's right. If he doesn't censor himself, then
exactly.
That's his job on the BBC.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've also got... I took comedian Adam Hess out a couple of weeks ago, and we recorded some Vox Pops, and they're very funny. The phone calls this evening, Gatford, very, very poor. We had one guy just playing the trumpet down the phone.
Well, no one likes to hear that, do they?
No one likes
the
trumpet.
Not since the days of Roy Castle as the trumpet didn't
I
in
saw
any way.
Someone the other night who looked exactly like... I met someone who knows you!
Really? Yes, I know! Yeah, I told them to say hi.
They did, and I told them not to say hello to you, and I hope they didn't.
No, they actually haven't spoken to me since.
Good, that's the plan. I said never speak to him again.
Yeah.
Right, what do you want?
What?
Thanks for calling. Let's go to... let's try this one. Line five. Five, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hello, is that Ian?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
It's Smudge, mate.
Smudge. Hello, Smudge.
Hello.
What I'm going to try and do...
What?
...is... Sorry?
What are you going to try and do?
Well, I'm going to tell you. With... are you all right? You're a bit giggly.
I'm in a giggly mood. It's Friday night, for goodness sake. Friday Come on, night let is... your hair down, Ian.
I just had my hair cut, and he's cut it a little bit too short.
Oh, dear.
What I'm going to try and do, but I don't know how to do it, because I'm on this fancy Skype, is I was going to type your... You could type someone's name in, so it will say... So next time, instead of it ringing up and it, the phone number ending in 326, it will say, Smudge, and then I'll know not to answer it.
Oh, you want to... it's only my second week on the show, and I've only just found you.
And there's only... hang on, this is episode 10, so there's only two more episodes after this. Hey, guess what? Episode 12 is going to be streamed live on the internet.
How is that going to work, then?
I've got no idea whatsoever.
Right, I've got something for you.
Yes, do you know what the topics are?
Oh, I don't know, really, but...
No one knows. I put out some really good topics today, and no one knows what they are.
It's not very good, is it?
Thank you, Smudge. That was Smudge there with the A-team. I tell you what that's for. That's for Matt Allwright, who is the guest in the show. He asked if the callers could sing the lyrics to theme songs, instrumental theme songs. Line 5, you're live on the internet. What can I do for you, please?
Hello, Ian. How are you doing? It's Sam.
We just had Smudge singing his lyrics to the A-team theme.
There were no lyrics to the A-team theme. It was just a monologue.
Well, there were lyrics about 30 seconds ago, and boy, you should have heard them. It was fun, that. Sam, do you know what the topics are?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I have just checked on Twitter, but I couldn't see any.
What's the point of Twitter and Facebook if I put things up there so that I can forget them, and then people don't remind me what they are?
What are they?
I don't know.
You One don't
them,
know?
Okay, we've got a couple of them, actually. One of them is bad nights out you've had. Another one is singing the theme tunes to TV shows, and that's all we've got so far.
Okay, well, singing the theme tunes to TV shows.
Yes.
I used to sing the theme tune to Butter Moon, but I'd change it slightly and I'd sing, "We've been to Butter Moon with fat old Mr. Spoon." That any good to you?
Not really. Is it someone else? I think someone else has just come on the line. Who else is on the line, please? Sorry?
It's me.
What's your name, madam?
It's Vinny.
Oh, no, not Vinny. Oh,
are you underwater, Vinny?
Oh, wait, hang on. Who the hell is that? If you don't hire me, well, put the phone down, you fool. I mean, that's a bit annoying. No, Vinny, you had the what a bad call the last one was.
I tell you what's a bit annoying.
Yeah, I'm not as annoying, as annoying as you are. I mean, what the hell was that, Lars? What was it? What are you on about, man?
What do you want? About?
Yes.
You phoned me. What do you mean, what have I won?
Oh, I did phone you.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
You did?
I didn't phone you. I don't even know who you are, mate.
My name's Sam.
All right, then.
All right, then.
So, what have you called in for?
I was just singing the theme to Button Moon.
Okay, have you done it?
Kind of remix style-y.
Oh, okay, then. So, you've done it, then, yeah?
Yeah.
So, is there anything else?
Is there anything else?
No.
Well, you better go then.
No, I'm asking you.
So, Vinny.
Yeah?
What can I do for you? You're a bit angry tonight, mate. What's going on? Vinny? Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, what's going on? You're a little bit angry. Come on, this is the Pocket Radio Show is a place full of love.
I only got 1 minute remaining in my credit.
And that minute cannot vanish quick enough, as far as I'm concerned.
Anyway, Teletext is finished, isn't it?
I don't know, as I haven't watched Teletext for about 26 years, isn't it?
Well, that's what they say on TV, that at the end of the year, Teletext and CFAX are going.
Right, and what relevance does that have to anybody?
Do people still use it?
Well, obviously not, if it's gone.
I didn't know it still existed.
Right.
So I thought it might have gone back 10 years ago. As you said, you haven't used it for 26 years, so why didn't it go 26 years ago?
Just in hello? And his credit ran out. Isn't that a relief? Line 3. 3, you're live on the internet. What can I do for you?
Hi, it's Lindy.
Hello, Lindy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. You're very lucky because Vinnie was on the line and then her credit ran out.
Oh, thank God.
She was very, very angry that I last used Teletext 26 years ago.
Why was she angry?
I don't know. I really don't know. Do listen to the podcast, because it was a very, very aggressive phone call. Someone has upset her. I think she may have had her heart broken.
Oh.
Do you know what the topics are?
No, tell me.
I don't know. I can't remember. And I tweeted it, and it just shows how much attention you like pay.
Well, I was trying to see, but I couldn't find it.
Oh.
But you did say something about singing along with theme tunes, which I didn't understand.
You never understand the really simple ones. There was one a few weeks ago, like, I don't get it. And it was just like, say the letter B or something. I don't get it. What have I got to do?
I tweeted, are you going to play the tunes and we have to sing along? That's what I didn't get.
But why, Lindy, do you make things so more complicated than they need to be? The Inspector Food, Matthew Allwright, has thought it would be nice if the callers, you lot, sang words to instrumental theme tunes.
Okay.
Where's the confusion? You still don't get it, do you?
No, because where am I going to get the instrumental theme tune from?
You don't need it. Smudge played it down the phone. Smudge played the at team down the phone.
Right.
But you don't need to. You could just sing it. Acapulco.
Acapulco.
Or keep your clothes on if you want. I don't mind. Either way.
I haven't thought of any.
So why have you even bothered to phone up?
Because I wanted to tell you that I was out tonight.
But you're not.
No, I'm not actually. I'm out next week.
I'm not doing it next Friday.
Are you not?
No, I'm out. So I might be doing it on Thursday. I need to check my diary. Hang on a minute. Let me just see if I can find my diary's downstairs. I might be doing it on Thursday. I don't know. Hey, but
okay.
I'm glad you're on the line. You're coming to set the agenda, are you?
Yes.
Good. Set the agenda. I should mention this. I keep meaning to mention it and I don't. Well, I do, but not enough.
I've just tweeted you, actually,
I'm talking now. Thank you. So, Set the Agenda is back Thursday, June the 7th. We've got there's three magicians, Lindy. How do you feel about that? You're not offended by magic, are you?
No, I love it.
They're good magicians. Pete Hathaway, who's taller than me. Christian Lee, who's not my brother. And John Archer, who's fantastic. They're all fantastic.
I think I've seen them all, actually.
You probably have seen them all, and they're all bloody good.
Yeah,
Then we've got Hugh Thomas, who gave me my first... taught me how to do stand-up comedy. and then we've got a comedian whose name has escaped me. Adam Belbin, I think his name is. And then there's going to be a couple more out. It's going to be good.
Good. Well, I've already bought eight
tickets. I'm still talking. I am, though. It's £9 in advance, £12 on the door. Setheagenda.com/tickets. That's setheagenda.com/tickets. And then I'm going to do like a special bonus pocket radio podcast with interviews with all the acts. How's about them apples? You can talk now.
That sounds lovely. I've bought eight tickets already.
Why have you bought eight tickets?
Because I'm getting all my friends to come along, so it better be good.
It's going to be good.
Good.
Anything else?
Good, good.
Let's go to line 3. 3, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
I've got a small cop.
Okay, thanks very much for calling. Let's go to line 2. 2, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hi, my name's Jackie.
Hello, Jackie.
You're right.
I'm fine. Are you a police officer?
No, that's a bit random.
This is a very formal... Hello, my name is Jackie. Is that how you always start phone conversations?
No, you just... my husband's made me call you.
Oh,
but you just spoke to him. He's quite drunk. His name's Gareth. He's out in Birmingham tonight.
Oh, now, Now, do you know... Well, Jackie, do you know what he's up to?
He's on a stag night.
Well, and then I asked him the question, will there be strippers and hookers? And he went, probably. But without any irony, I think there probably will be. How do you feel about that, Jackie?
Well, I know on Broad Street there are a few strip clubs,
oh,
so...
God. okay, seriously, as a woman, right?
Sorry?
As a wife, how does that make you feel? If he went to a stripper?
That's not exactly brilliant, is it?
No, it's not, is it?
I'm staying at home with two kids, watching Ben and Holly's Magic Kingdom, and he's out as a naked woman in a strip club.
Probably grinding a thing in his face. When I started going out with the woman that was to become the fifth Mrs. Lee, she said to me, hey, I don't mind if you go to strip clubs and stuff. I never went. She said, I don't mind if you go to strip clubs. It's not really my kind of thing, but as a man, of course, there's some kind of vague interest, but it's not really my kind of thing. So I don't mind if you go to strip clubs, I've got no problem at all. Then we got married, and the opportunity arose for me to go to a strip club, and I said, oh, I've been invited by such and such, is that all right? If you want to go.
She said no.
She didn't say no, she did that, if you want to go. Oh, so it's not all right. I didn't say that. If you want to go, then you go.
That's the magic of women. We have certain ways of wording things.
And I said, but hang on a minute. Before we were going out with each other, before we got married, when we were going out with each other, you said it wasn't a problem. And now it's a problem. You girls, you need to make your minds up.
That's what all women do, though.
That's what women.
They make themselves look a lot better than what they actually are to get the man in the first place.
Yeah, I know. And then when you get married... Anyway, let's not go down that. That's for the divorce courts, I would suspect. Hey, it's my wedding anniversary coming up soon. My wife has done the thing, right, where she says, oh, well, I don't want a present. Now, that means I've got to get a present, doesn't it?
It does, yes.
Jeez.
It doesn't have to be anything expensive.
Right.
It could be a bunch of flowers from Morrison's, but it has to be something.
What's three? Because one is paper. Two is...
I don't know. For my first year anniversary, which was just last month, we got a new car, so...
sorry, what?
We got a new car.
Bloody
hell. We went and upgraded our car and got a better one.
We ain't doing that. I ain't got a job. We'll see. All right, Jackie, anything else?
No, that's it. My husband wanted me to call you, and I've got nothing better to do on Friday night.
I suggest you don't listen back to this podcast, as he's promised he's going to call me back at about 9:15, and I suspect...
Yeah, he did. He's like, I'm going to call you back in an hour as well. I was like, oh, right, brilliant.
Did you like it? He calls me first.
Yeah, he called you first. He even told me to tell me he was going to call you.
Unbelievable.
I was like, okay.
Jackie,
I didn't even expect it to work, but
I hope
it does work,
marriage,
and he's quite happy.
I hope your marriage sustains the upheaval that tonight will throw in your path.
Nah, he's a good boy. I trust him.
Take care. Ta-ta.
Night-night.
I suspect there'll be tears in the morning. Let's go to... Line 3, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hello, Ian, it's Samantha.
Hello, Samantha. What can I do for you?
Is your show today the one with Matt Allwright interview on?
Matt Allwright will be coming up. Well, I tell you what we can do at the end of this phone call, Samantha. You can introduce the Matt Allwright interview if you want.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Okay, brilliant.
Is it? He is the guy that rides around on a motorbike solving crimes, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I knew it.
That's the fella. Yes, yes.
Yeah, I like him.
He's good. I like him a lot as well. I think he's a lovely bloke, and I think he should be hosting. He should be hosting like a variety show where he goes, now we've got the charlatans.
He'd be good at that.
He would be brilliant at it. He's a top bloke, and he's a very funny interviewer, and he's very kind of him to come on.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to that.
Well, have you got anything else to say, Samantha, or do you want to introduce the interview now?
Oh, I've got a few things. I missed last week's show, and there are a few slow films I enjoyed.
Okay, well, go on then, let's have them.
One of them I think you'll probably like as well is Jean-Claude Van Damme. It's pretty slow.
Oh, JCVD.
That's the one, yes.
It's a good film, that, isn't it?
It's brilliant, isn't it?
I would say it's comparatively pacey compared to 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Oh, yeah, compared to that, yeah.
But there is that brilliant scene in JCVD where he floats up above the action and talks about his career. I do like that film.
Oh, I love it, yeah,
Do you know what? That deserves a little bit of a sneaky watch at the weekend, I think. Thank you for that.
Yes. Oh, do you know what's on tonight as well? Ip Man 2 is on tonight on Film 4.
Well, Ip Man 2?
Yeah.
They made a sequel to
Ip Man. It's on about 9, I think. Then after that, Ip Man 2's on.
I flipping love Ip Man. Is it the same fella in it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Excellent. Thank you for that, Samantha. That's awesome news.
That's right. Yeah, I was well excited when I heard it.
I watched Memento today for the first time.
Okay, I've seen that.
It's good, isn't it? But if you ran it all sequentially, it would last about 12 minutes.
Yeah, kind of thing, yeah.
It's kind of lazy filmmaking, just to keep repeating the same bit over and over again.
Yeah. A bit like a modern-day Groundhog Day.
It's a modern-day Groundhog Day with Guy from Neighbours in it.
Yeah.
Anything else, Samantha?
One film, I don't know if you've seen, it's directed by Emilio Estevez. Stars his dad.
Right.
And it's called The Way.
I have not seen that.
Very slow, but I really enjoyed it.
Imagine directing your dad.
That'd be tough, wouldn't it?
It would be tough. Dad, no, Dad, don't, Dad, listen, don't play the scene like that. Shut up, Emilio. You're the least talented of my sons. Why have you got a silly surname as well? Why is it not Sheen?
Yeah, why ain't it the same? Yeah.
Why ain't it the same, Estevez? You have to ask Mum about that. I'm not going to. I don't speak to her anymore. All right, Dad, let's not bring it. Come on, you're embarrassing me. I'm going home. Dad! It'd be awful, wouldn't it?
It wouldn't be very nice.
Anything else?
Can I introduce the Matt Allwright then now?
Away you go, madam.
Well, this is Matt Allwright, the guy who rides around his motorbike with his Portuguese friend, and he is a lovely man, and I think you'll enjoy the interview.
Hello, Ian, and hello, all. It's Thomas Walsh of Pugwash, here to tell you all about our new album, The Olympus Sound, out on CD and vinyl, on the wonderful Jinx label on the 2nd of April. Go grab yourself one of each.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, come on. Hang on, right. Down.
So talking to yours.
1, 2, 2, 2, 2. Hello, hello, hello.
Keep talking.
Hello, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, now I'm really loud.
1, 2, 1. This will all be in the show. This is the show.
Does the act of having a microphone and holding a microphone change the nature of things that people say?
Well, you suddenly look very authoritative.
I feel like a stand-up.
Go on, then.
Come on.
I'm in the dressing room of Rogue Trader and Food Inspector. He's not. That's just the shows that he's involved
in.
I'm
not defined by my work.
And he's a watchdog. It's Matt Allwright.
Hello.
I'm actually in your dressing room.
Yes. It's one of the windowless ones.
The lights are low.
It's moody. It's moody. It's got a shower. If you use the shower, the water spills directly out onto the wooden floored area.
There's a slope that comes down as well.
Yeah.
I'm not going to use the shower here,
Matt. This is the bad thing. It's like a frosted glass door here.
Yeah.
You can see that. But you can still just about see someone sitting on the toilet.
Wicked.
So you couldn't have a meeting and say, sorry, can you excuse me? I'm just going to nip.
Yeah.
Because they would be able to see your shadowy form.
You couldn't go to the toilet in a meeting anyway, could you? I can't go to the toilet.
It's a classy move. It's a classy move.
This is where
control of BBC One. I'm sorry, Danny. I've just got to nip to the lump. I'm absolutely busting.
This is Thursday. This is Watchdog Day.
Yes.
What does your day entail? But don't go into too much detail because I'm not that interested. I'm just
no. Well, I'll keep it concise. What it starts off with is a morning meeting where we go through the script.
Yeah.
And Chris Hollins. And
he's the Wii sportsman.
Yes, that's him.
He's doing well for himself.
He's doing very well, and as he should. He's a nice chap.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. It's good to see him doing some stuff.
Yeah, and then there's Anne Robinson. You might be familiar. A couple of bits she's done.
I used to fancy Anne Robinson. No, I did, seriously. I did The Weakest Link. I won it. And I just remember thinking, oh, you're hot. Tell me off.
More. Yeah, I've worked with her for a long time now, so that has dissolved that.
You know her nooks and crannies.
I'm familiar with her. I know how she rolls.
Okay.
And it's fine. I respect her and I like her, but I can't go any further than that. She's actually almost exactly the same age as my mum.
See that again, the old. Anyway, let's not. No. Okay. So then she comes in and throws a strop. What?
No, she doesn't actually. Oh. We sit down, we have a laugh at her. And then we go through the script. She makes changes, realises that the changes don't make any sense at all, and then just changes it back to what it was originally.
Right.
But it is quite fun. I have to say, it's
Where is the fun?
Is for me sitting right next to Annie and laughing at her. And it's quite a fun show to put together. I know that's ridiculous because it's consumer.
No, but I've always loved Watchdog. As you know, I'm genuinely a huge fan of Watchdog. My favourite person after you and Dan is the Martin Lewis, Money Saving Expert.com. Because what you need to do, Anna, is you need to get your vouchers. And if you get your £10 vouchers, all they do is get you 50 pence off over the years. So you make a saving of £1.50.
Martin is very, very clever, though, because he realises that television comes from quite a small box for a lot of people. So every so often he will say certain words very loud, and everyone just wakes up at home and spill their soup on their laps. But he's got their attention.
Does he talk like that in real life, though? Like loudly and fast? It's so fast.
It's not too far off. I mean, everybody's TV persona is a slightly amplified facet of one part of themselves, but it's not too far off the real Martin Lewis, unless he goes home and, you know, we don't know, and speaks in a mumble to his wife stroke girlfriend partner.
And he's not related to Paul Lewis, is he, from Moneybox?
No, but
that's,
they should
odd,
be
isn't it?
He's like, Paul Lewis is like Martin's elder brother, who is, you know, so laden with information. Also, Martin, you know, has got this encyclopedic knowledge, so has Paul, but Paul has just got the moves.
I like Paul Lewis.
He's just got the,
I think the reason I like him is because he's an older man with long hair, and he doesn't give a, he couldn't care less.
You know, sometimes you see older gentlemen with the long hair and you think there's going to come, it's going to wear through at the back, and you're going to have that that slightly kind of Rick Wakeman, another guy who somehow pulls it off because of the strength of his personality. Paul Lewis is just, he's a smooth operator.
The one thing that annoys me is the bald man ponytail, Mick Fleetwood. What's that about? You're bald, don't have the ponytail, we can see that you're bald.
What you want to do, if you've got a length of hair, but it doesn't necessarily conceal the crown, and this is something I've been planning now, you know, fans of Road Trace will notice that my head is growing through my hair, it's going shiny. I'm going to do it, do you remember Grease?
The country or the film? I've seen it, yes.
Coach Calhoun has got the most fantastic low-sided comb-over right over the top. That's the way to wear your hair.
The comb-over needs to make a comeback, because there's nothing wrong with it.
No.
Some men have it. I remember a friend of my granddad's used to have it just kind of like a walnut whip on his head.
That's the Scargill.
What's the best Rogue Trader story you've ever done and the closest you've ever come to violence?
Are those two things inextricably linked for you? The fact that I could get damaged in some way and the strength of the story? Or would you... lot of people just want to see me get lamped.
It would be good to see someone... You don't see... What you don't see so much these days is people pushing the camera away and getting aggressive.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have got quite wise, and what they do now is they come out and they read a statement.
Yeah.
And they read the statement, it's like... this is just boring. This is radio on TV. And so, but they think that the statement will answer everything, and then they try and walk away, but then I carry on talking.
Yeah.
So you get that kind of, I'm a reasonable person. Despite everything you've seen over the last 15, 20 minutes, I'm a reasonable person. I will demonstrate that by being reasonable. And then you just have to point out that you know, it doesn't cover any of the allegations. A little bit of argy-bargy kind of says all that straight away.
Yeah.
And it is, it's kind of, I think it's what a lot of viewers kind of look for. But in fact, it's that reaction. It's like the first 2 or 3 seconds. Mm. That's the best bit.
Best story you've ever done?
Actually, I've got to say tonight.
Oh, shut up, Matt. Come on.
I know, but it's...
This is me you're talking to. We've been out for coffee. We're almost friends, aren't we?
We're getting there.
Wow, this is cool.
Wow. Is this too cozy for the listener?
But this is showbiz anyway, so it don't matter. Okay. We hate each other in real life.
It's true. It's probably tonight's story because of the number of people that it affects. And I've got the feeling that we're kind of scraping surface with one, and I can't wait to find out whether there's more there.
Now, this will go out after it, so we can say it's dodgy land. It's a landlord, is it?
It's a landlord.
Okay.
It's a landlord, and we've caught his agents doing is taking money from people for a promise of a property. But he does it from so many different people. Obviously, they can't all live in the same house.
Yeah.
So that in itself...
Wonderful.
Problematic.
The do you ever get caught when you're in disguise?
I get rumbled now, obviously. It's a difficult thing to you know, be an undercover type journalist and also be on television.
Mm.
It's ridiculous. You almost can't do, you know, that. It's like being an Olympic athlete and working at Greg's.
Yeah.
It's like the two things are almost... love Greg's, don't get me wrong.
They put seats in Greg's and made them into, like, restaurants.
People need to sit down because the queues are so long.
They do. It's delicious.
It's getting out of hand. But, no, it's difficult being undercover and being on telly at the same time. So I have a variety of hats.
You used to dress up as old men a lot.
Yeah, we can't afford that anymore.
Who's the old lady you get to come in? Is it a different one?
Genuinely, somebody the other day tweeted, I'm new to Twitter, that the old ladies we have on the show should run the country, and I wouldn't be averse to that.
Yeah, they're brilliant.
A council of those old ladies, the combined wisdom and yet spirit and energy that they have.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely being straight with you. This is no, I know I take the mickey a lot, but they are just wonderful people to be around.
They've got, people say you've got balls of steel. They're the ones that have got the real balls of steel, because they're the ones that are with the crooks, yeah, kind of like gently getting all the information and,
yes,
oh, you want that £1,000 in cash, do you, dear? I'll go to the bank and get it.
I mean, they are completely exposed. If the guys call them on and say, you know, is that a camera or something, they're the ones that would have to deal with that situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have nothing but respect for them.
I like it when you have a guy in the loft, like an expert, like a tree cutter.
Yes.
And he's going, what on earth is that? This is outrageous. He's going to chop someone's fingers off with, yes, that. Those, yes, guys are good.
Well, they also serve another purpose, and that's that they kind of represent the industry.
Mm.
So they represent all the good guys. Everyone says to me, oh, why don't you do a show about really good plumbers doing it well? It's like, I tell you what, do you want to try and get that commissioned?
That would be really boring.
Let me know how that goes.
Dan?
Yeah.
Where's he from? Portugal?
He's from Portugal.
How did you hook up with him?
We were making the pilot of the show, and they said, you can't ride a bike and film, because I didn't have a license at that stage.
Right.
I do now. And they said, we're going to try this guy out, and he was a friend of a friend, and he was just there in the car park.
What do you mean he was just there in the car park?
They just lined him up, and they said, this guy's a dispatch rider. That's what he was doing at,
okay,
the time.
Okay, so he wasn't going to talk, he was just going
to No, absolutely. And for the first series, he said, hello, and that was it. that's all we got from him. And then he was just going to drive me around. I was going to be on the back of the bike. And then within like a couple of weeks, we realised that he was just fantastic.
Yeah.
And he is.
Is there any chance of him getting a spin-off show?
I would love to see that.
Or you two doing a sitcom together where you like, so it starts with you coming home from Watchdog and you go to your house and,
yeah,
it's the two of you, and then funny things happen with girls and stuff.
Oh, that's the Monkees, isn't it? That's,
yeah,
what you're talking about.
It is.
It's just the Monkees.
I saw the Monkees musical yesterday in Manchester.
Is a Monkees musical?
Yeah, it's problematic. I wrote to them and said, I can make this better. Give me a job.
What's the best bit?
When the whole cast are singing Pleasant Valley Sunday, the music sounded amazing.
Yeah, but the music is incredible.
I tell you what, I got emailed yesterday, the phone number of the man that wrote the Monkees theme and Last Train to Clarksville and I'm Not Your Stepping Stone. I've got his phone number.
Were any of those self-penned by Nesmith? Did he do Listen to the Band?
He wrote Listen to the Band.
Okay, and he said
Mickey Dolenz wrote Randy Scousekit.
Okay.
The rest are all written by, you know,
People.
What music do you like?
I love every kind of music.
Oh, even reggae?
No, apart from soft reggae, traditional jazz, and kind of Euro, you know, Venger Boys. No,
we are totally, seriously, we're the same person.
Well, no, I'm talking about the things I don't like. I mean, yeah, nobody likes those.
I once on LBC said I don't like reggae, and someone phoned up and said I was a racist.
It's just a kind of music.
It's a genre of music. That's not racism to hate.
Okay, do you like ska?
Bits of it.
Okay, see, I love ska.
Okay.
So I'm not a racist.
But I possibly could be.
The jury's still out on you.
Listen, I don't like ska, but some of my best friends are in ska bands.
Are in the specials. Really? How does that go down? We've turned up to your gig, but I absolutely hate you.
You're in a band.
I'm in a couple of bands.
Oh, go on, greedy.
I'm a kind of a peripatetic occasional member, and I play keyboards for a ska punk new wave band.
Okay.
So there's my credentials.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm also in another band that plays kind of music. It's a dad band from the last 10, 15 years, you know, like Killers, Stereophonics and all that stuff.
But then when you... is it built like the Matt Allwright...
Try not to.
All Stars. Tonight, the Hen and Chickens, we've got Matt Allwright and his band.
They put up posters that said, you know, Rogue Traders Matt Allwright be performing here. I mean, for a start...
Does that draw a crowd?
It attracts the wrong kind of crowd. It was like a mob, you know, with torches and pitchforks. It's a totally separate thing. And it's not based upon, you know, my TV thing. It's just because I love music. I've always played music, so... You know, there's a nice group of guys, and we just make a noise, basically.
You should be on the radio.
Why?
Because you're ugly. No, I'm joking. Because you'd be good on the radio.
I am getting to that phase of my life when I'm televisionally unacceptable.
Oh, you're a very attractive man. I'm loving the sideburns.
Thank you. I've always had those. It's getting to the stage now where I look at myself, and even on the BBC, which, as you know, has an equal opportunities policy, I'm visually unacceptable.
You have at least one ugly person per day.
It's getting to that stage.
No, don't say that, Matt. You're a good-looking lad.
Oh, we've gone too far with this now.
Yeah, we have got a little bit too far.
Just a little bit icky.
You are very beautiful.
But I've always thought, you know, that you and I, at some point, could hook up. And after we've made beautiful love, we can make a radio programme of some sort. I would love to do that.
I'm in.
Okay.
But you're on the Pocket Radio show now, so this has got to be a dream come true.
I listen to the Pocket Radio show. I am a big fan. And do we still have the audio booze? Are they still
a part
of this?
They do. They're scattered around there. They're not placed at the end because people found them upsetting.
I think that's good.
Yeah, they're scattered throughout.
Because people now can't avoid them.
No, exactly. Matt, it's lovely to see you. Thank you for letting me hang out in your dressing room.
It's a pleasure.
Can I have my trousers back now, please?
Yeah, would you like a banana or a grape or something? We've got stuff.
Don't touch me. Just time for me to say thank you to one of our sponsors, GoDaddy.com, for helping to bring this podcast to you. If you need some online assistance, then GoDaddy.com have offered you, listeners to the Pocket Radio Show, a very special offer. Use the code BRO1, B-R-O-1, to get your .com for £5.49. Register your .com domain with GoDaddy.com today. Plus, get website hosting, fast and easy site builders, site security, and much more. Enter the code BRO1, B-R-O-1, at checkout to get your .com for £5.49. GoDaddy.com, domains, websites, and everything in between. Visit I'll keep that in. Keeps it real. Visit GoDaddy.com.
Hi, madam. We're doing some interviews today for the Pocket Radio Show. Just put a few questions. Do you mind taking part for a couple of minutes?
Very quickly.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, so what are you doing in London?
I'm going to see the Lucien Freud exhibition this morning.
Oh, brilliant. And is he going to be there?
Certainly not. He's a painter who died.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, well, we're doing just a few quick questions. David Cameron or Nick Clegg?
Neither.
Neither? In what way?
Well, I could speak on this for hours.
Couldn't we all?
I don't think their policies are adequate for the times.
Do you think they've lied to the people of Great Britain?
Well, I don't know that they've lied. I just don't think they're fully understanding of the society that we live in, what's needed.
And what do you think is the society that we're living in?
Oh, dear. The society...
It's a million halfpenny bit question, isn't it?
I mean, the society we're living in is a very diverse, very mixed. From the poor, to the very rich.
Oh, yes.
And if you think of the budget...
Tweet, tweet!
I think there's, it calls into question whether they really have managed a budget...
Tweet, tweet!
For Middle Britain.
Britain.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for your time.
Hello, Hong Kong. Hello, Hong Kong. Hello, Hong Kong. Are you located in faraway lands, Hong Kong, and you're listening to this show because you want a little slice of home? Do your children crave something to do after school or at the weekends that's a little bit out of the ordinary? Yeah, of course they do, because your kids are brilliant, aren't they? Then bring them along to the British Studio of Art in Hong Kong. Yeah, Hong Kong. I love saying Hong Kong. And put their creative energies to use. Located in Discovery Bay, the British Studio of Art is suitable for children of all ages with various classes available. Also, if mum, or indeed dad, fancies a go, then why not come along to our wine and craft evenings just for adults? Check out www.bsoahk.com for further details. That's bsoahk.com for further details. I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you send me a picture of you stood outside the BSOAHK, I will send you a prize and they will buy you a drink. Huh? Can't say fairer than that. Let's go to line 3. 3, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Good evening, Mr. Lee. It's Gopal.
Good evening, Gopal. What can I do for you?
Good, good. I'm just here. I'm saying it in a cheery voice, but I'm here to tell you things that irritate me. Things that
bug me. Listen, Gopal, thank you. You're the first person that's remembered a topic. I've completely forgotten them. So what irritates you, Gopal?
Okay, women who take liberties.
Give me an example of a liberty.
Okay, right. You're in a nightclub. You're in a club. You go to the loo, and as you're passing the loo, there's women queuing up outside their loo. And then a woman who, a woman or any woman or whoever, feels it's okay to walk into the men's toilet and use one of our cubicles and thinks it's okay.
listen, love, if you want to use a men's cubicle, then grow a penis, right? Because when you come into the gentleman's toilets, it's a different battleground, because we have our genitals exposed. Not for pleasure, although sometimes, but because that's what we need to do, because our genitals are external and that's how we need to evacuate our bladders. You do not, my love, have the right to come in and witness our exposed genitals.
Thank you, yes. And I could be talking about, you know, men stuff with other men. They wouldn't like it if I was to go into a woman's toilet and they were talking about, you know, girls stuff.
Girls stuff, exactly.
Exactly. Also, when you go to the gym and they say, you can't use the gym, it's women's hour.
Oh,
what is that?
Women's hour. And also, in some gyms, they have, like, little sealed-off section for women. What? So I can't look at their fat, sweaty bodies?
God.
It's sexist. It's political madness gone wrong. And we should stop this nonsense, and I vote UKIP. What?
What?
Thank you for that, GoPal. No idea where that was going. Line two, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Mr. Lee, how the devil are you? It's Graham.
Graham, what can I do for thee?
I'm ringing up about things that irritate you.
Yes, well done. We're back on track now. It's been a shonky start, but I think since we've heard the Matt Allwright interview, the show has really got back on track.
Okay. Old people using modern technology.
Go on.
Ooh. I was stood in Argos a couple of days ago and decided to use the quick pay machine.
Oh, it's a quick pay machine.
Because there was a huge queue.
Yeah.
And got stuck behind this old couple, probably about 70 odd.
Yeah.
No idea how to use this thing. No idea whatsoever. It's driving me nuts. But because I was there waiting, I'm then thinking, should I abandon this and join the queue? I thought, no, they will finish soon. They will finish soon.
Yeah, yeah.
It was putting the same item in, taking it out.
Geez.
They didn't know what to do. Then they, what they were buying needed a postcode, and they kept typing in wrong numbers. It's driving me nuts. Absolutely insane.
Could you not say, get out of the way? Come on.
Yeah, but I'm British. I can't say that.
No.
Oh, God, I was tempted to say, excuse me, quick pay? What part of this is quick? Oh,
yes.
Man, drives me nuts.
You speak about being British. I am a stickler for queues. I like queuing. I enjoy queuing. I appreciate the beauty and the regimented regime of an orderly queue. Right.
Sure.
So, if there's a bus queue, right, and there's, say, I don't know, like 6 people in it, 12 people in it, 20 people in it, as there sometimes is at the bus stop in Highgate. What you don't do, right, young or old, you don't walk up to the front, look at the little indicator of when the bus is coming, and then stay there. You don't do that. Of course you can go and look. Of course, my love, go and look at the indicator, then come back to your place in the queue, you little sod.
It's also trains as well, when you're queuing at a trade platform.
Yeah.
And people wait till the train's pulling in and then sort of walk sort of across the yellow line that of course you aren't supposed to cross and stand in front of everybody who's been there 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah,
and you're thinking, what the hell? Oh.
I think someone's just joined us. Who's that on the line?
Hi, it's the tissue dude. One of the biggest issues is the serious issues of the...
Disused tissues?
Correct, Armando. Hey, listen, Ian.
Yes.
I was thinking, maybe if I told you a joke, a little bit crude, you could edit it if you believed it was good to go to the podcast. What do you reckon?
Sounds too risky. Line 6, you're live on the internet.
Hello, Ian. This is your mate Keith.
We're not friends, Keith.
Oh, it's your almost mate Keith.
We're never going to be friends. What it is you, this is, okay, you keep sending me emails and turning up to events that I do, and that's the relationship. That's it.
The charity event.
That's the relationship. That's as far as it goes.
Okay, cool. So, listen, I just wanted to check. You're set the agenda on June 7th.
Yep, settheagenda.com/tickets if people want to buy tickets, yes. You're busy that night, are you?
No, no, I am, but the thing is, I know you're going to want me to do a song, okay?
Yeah. Well, okay.
So, I'm just saying, you know, if you want me to, then I can cancel my prior engagements.
All right. What is that prior engagement, Keith?
Well, I'm supposed to be going to France.
Okay. And you'd cancel France for me, would you?
Well, you know,
You are mental. I am hosting a Set the Agenda on June the 7th. Come along. Settheagenda.com will give you all the info. And if you put a /tickets at the end of that, you can get your tickets there. It's going to be a cracking night. £9 in advance, £12 on the door. I'm hosting it. There's going to be some magic, some songs, some comedy, bits and pieces. Right. Let's try line 33. You're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hello, Ian. It's Simon. How are you?
I'm fine, Simon. How are you?
I'm okay, mate. I'm splashing in the bath.
Why are you doing that?
Not the splashing that you think.
I wasn't thinking anything. Simon, you're in the bath. I'm assuming you're naked. I'm assuming you can see your genitals. What can I do for you?
I'll just phone you up because I've never phoned you before, Ian, and I'd just like to speak to you. Any topics?
I've never made a phone call from the bath. I've occasionally done one when I'm on the lavatory.
Yeah.
Even that is, I think, a little bit unpleasant. But from the bath is quite a strange place to be calling from. I tell you what I'm going to do is Simon, say hello to Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Kate, I warn you now, Simon is naked. You two have a chat.
Kate, don't get excited. I'm taken for. She's gone.
Okay. No, I'm still here.
How are you, Kate?
Okay, not naked.
Okay, that's fine by me.
Brilliant. That's a...
Would you like to hear a splash?
Are we in the bath? That just sounds like you're doing something really special.
Splashing.
Yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm not. Okay.
Okay, just in the bath.
How are you, Kate? You all right?
Yeah, fantastic.
Okay, and have you phoned Ian before?
I have.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I haven't.
Oh, you're a first-time caller.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I thought, I was just lying in the bath thinking of Ian, so I thought I'd give him a ring.
Ah.
Yeah.
I'm quite sure many people lay in the bath thinking of Ian.
Yeah. I think it's the part where you look at your genitals and you just, you think of Ian. I think that's what it is. I might be wrong. I'm sure he's a very nice man.
I'm sure he's a lovely man.
He is
a very lovely man. Sorry.
That's a wicked laugh.
Thank you.
Has he just left us now to get on?
I think he has just left us. And this is making terrible radio because I'm sure I should find something exceptionally witty and funny to say about the fact that you're in the bath. But
Maybe a splash will wake him up. Hang on.
That's disgusting. I apologise. Let's go to line two. Two, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
This is a public announcement. I will be bottling this call in 10, 9.
Oh, blimey. It sounds like you bottled it sooner than that. That's a shame. I was looking forward to a little bit of a bottle there. Bottle would have been good. You're listening to the Ian Lee Pocket Radio Show. It's very nice to have you on board. Thank you for listening.
At That Skinny Dog, we only employ nerds without girlfriends. This means that they have much more time to spend on making you an awesome website. So, if you'd like a fantastic website made by a nerd without a girlfriend, please go to www.thatskinnydog.com.
Right. Let's give line five. Five, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Oh, is that Ian?
Yes.
Oh, good evening. It's Duncan here.
Hello, Duncan there. What can I do for you?
I'm just looking at what you were talking about, the worst night ever.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember once going to Trafalgar Square.
Oh.
A long time ago.
Yes.
You know, when you're just, like, kind of moving around. Remember the days when it was, like, a free-for-all?
What do you mean, when you were just moving around and everything?
Well, those days when it was, like, a free-for-all. The police weren't in control, the crowd wasn't in control.
Of Trafalgar Square?
Yeah, New Year's Eve.
You missed out quite a vital part of that story there. New Year's Eve. Okay, yes.
Yeah, remember the New Year's Eve.
I remember New Year's Eve. It's just after Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah, just about.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah, go on.
Yeah, yeah. I remember just, like, chatting to a few women, and, you know, it's like, you know, you're drinking together and all that kind of thing.
Beautiful.
And all of a sudden, a girl just screamed, and she was screaming at someone else. I don't know what it was. But all of a sudden, I felt my collar was felt, and they just pulled me into one of those meat wagons. I spent the night in a police cell. I didn't even know what was going on.
Were you... Now, what
so
Duncan?
Was
it Duncan? Was it Duncan?
Yeah.
Now, be honest with me. You must have done something.
No, I was with a mate. We were just like, the girls were screaming and laughing. And all of a sudden, I just felt my collar fell, and I just pulled back. And it went, all right, leave her alone here, and we're just being dragged off the street, right, sort of thing, you know what I mean?
You must have done something.
I told her a bad joke.
I've got to ask, haven't I? What was the joke?
Oh, it was a long time ago. I'm talking about the 80s, I'm telling you.
Right, okay.
Okay, I can't remember. Maybe it was a Tommy Cooper joke.
Okay. line 3, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Ian, it's Kenno, you know, on the fake news.
Who?
I phoned you earlier. I'm on the fake news.
Look how short my memory was. That in terms of the podcast, that's 50 minutes ago. In terms of when we recorded it, it's about 32 minutes ago. How's it going?
It's no good.
Why? What's happening?
The stand-up comedy is not very funny.
No, it very rarely is. You need a good comic.
Yes, we do. And the stag is being pretty drunk and racist.
Oh, well, that's a terrible turn of events.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So I think I am just going to go home to my bed.
Well, not go home to your bed. Go home to your hot-sounding wife who was flirting with me uncontrollably a little while ago. Listen, when you listen back to this podcast, I apologise. I was not encouraging her. She was up to all sorts.
Was she?
Yes, she was.
Do you know what? You make me sound, yeah, I'm so jealous.
Yep, well, that's life. Well, listen, I'm glad you're bailing out on your racist friend. Go home and enjoy your wife.
I would love to, but I can't drive, so I am going to go back to the hotel bar and I'm going to drink myself into the stupor.
Good lad, that's when I said enjoy your wife, I didn't mean, oh, never mind. Line 3, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
It's Rudd.
Rudd, I'm going to cough.
Okay.
I've coughed, what do you want?
I just want to ask, I don't want to, you know, step on any legal tender points.
I've never heard the phrase, I don't want to step on any legal tender points before. Okay.
You know, but I was listening to my podcast and I was just wondering, who is Gary from Bristol?
Well, Gary from Bristol will not be stepping on any legal tender points at all, because it's someone else that you're referring to that I can't talk about. But Gary from Bristol was just an annoying caller.
Oh, okay.
He was a bit racist and a bit of a knob.
Okay, then.
I'm glad that's sorted out. Line 2, you're live on the internet.
Hi Ian, it's Chris from Newport.
Chris from Newport, Chris from Newport, Chris, Christofferson. Yes, Chris.
Oh, hello. What's happening tonight then?
Well...
I've been busy?
It's been busy tonight. I'm recording episode 10 of the Pocket Radio Show. It's kind of collapsed in on its... Oh, hang on just a... Yes, Rudd?
Oh, yeah, sorry, our line got interrupted.
I cut you off.
Oh.
Chris, do continue.
Yes. Well, you're saying I was sort of imploding
Listen, I've got an interview. We've had an interview with Matt Allwright. That's been brilliant. I've played out some Vox Pops that Adam Hess has done. That's been brilliant. Although it hasn't happened yet, but it will do by the time people are listening to this, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
First 5 minutes of the phone call is not great. The middle section, superb. And then it's kind of losing steam a little bit as we run down the hill.
Ah, so I've come to put the final nail in the coffin, is it?
Possibly. maybe you can kickstart this baby back into life.
Maybe. Well, are there any topics tonight?
There are bad nights out that you've had.
Ooh.
Singing to instrumental theme songs and things that irritate you.
Ooh, bad night out would have been.
Yes.
I don't particularly drink that much nowadays.
No.
Is when you wake up somewhere and you don't know where you've woken up or how you've got there.
Do you know what? In the dark days, I did used to like a little tipple now and then. I don't drink at all now. And I've woken up in some very... I remember, and I won't go into details because young people are listening, but I woke up in a very, very dodgy place in Hong Kong once. I knew I was in Hong Kong. That wasn't a surprise. It didn't start off as a night out in the West End. But I remember walking around, we went to various bars in Hong Kong and nightclubs. And I was wearing a suit. I was full of myself. I was very drunk and was walking around in these bars pretending that I owned the bar and just giving free drinks to people. Free drink for the lady. And I got thrown out of all these places. And then I woke up in a very, very dodgy establishment. That's all I can say at this junction in time, officer.
I used to have a terrible thing when you go aboard to a country for the first time and you drink a bit too much and then you wake up.
Yeah,
I've done that a couple of times. In Sydney, I did that. I woke up on a park bench.
Oh my God, really?
I used to
do that when I was younger, when I was like 16, 17, 18, and was drinking. And I lived kind of quite a few miles away from everyone else. Everyone else lived in Slough, and I lived about 5-6 miles away. And I could never afford cabs, so I would always walk. The buses were rubbish, so I'd always have to walk. And it was such a long distance at 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was so drunk, I quite often would sit on a bit of grass and go, I'm just going to have a little rest. And then I'd wake up an hour later, covered in dew. And be freezing and go, oh, Christ, I fell asleep. And I do that quite a lot. Or sometimes, I've done it before, at the end of my street, gone, oh, the house is over there. Let me just have a little sit down and a little rest here. 45 minutes have gone.
Oh, I've done that quite a few times, you know, sort of local clubbing.
Yep.
When it was about 5 or 6 miles walk.
Yeah.
And I've sort of stopped off along the way to have a little nap. But once got woken up Christmas morning in a shop doorway.
Beautiful.
By the old Bill.
Oh, hey, classy. Now, that's class.
They just wanted to make sure I was all right.
Yeah.
And that is understandable, because I was the only person out sleeping in the shop doorway.
And I can see a picture of you, and you do look quite rough.
Oh, here we go.
No, you do. You've got, you know, you look like the sort that could cause trouble. So I'm glad that our boys in blue, and indeed ladies, because you can get lady policemen these days, I'm glad they're doing their job by picking on people in shop doorways. As they should be.
Oh, dear. And what were the other topics?
I can't remember.
It was singing along to instrumentals.
Yeah, can you sing along to an instrumental?
I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head, and I can't think of one at all.
Say good evening, sir. Thank you very much for calling. Let's try line three. Three, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hi, Ian. It's Martin calling.
Martin calling. What can I do for you, sir?
I just wonder what your splendiferous subjects are tonight.
Irritating things, bad nights out, and singing along to instrumental theme tunes. Sing us a song, Martin. Come on.
Hey, little hen, when will you lay me an egg for my tea? Any good?
No, absolutely awful. Okay, I think we're drawing to the end of this farce, so let's try line 5-5, you're live on the internet.
Hi, Ian, it's Gatford again. The other topic that you couldn't remember...
Yeah, we've done it now.
Things that annoy you.
Yeah, what annoys me, Gatford, is you. You annoy me. You're really annoying. You've come on at the end of the show, and we've spent the last 25 minutes, as you're here, talking about things that annoy you. And you've just come on as though we hadn't worked that out. So you're annoying me, Gatford. You.
Bye.
And on that bombshell, I think we'll say ta-ta. Thank you to everyone who called in this evening, as always. Don't forget, settheagenda.com/tickets is the place to get tickets for June the 7th. Follow me on Twitter, @IanLee, and join the Facebook page, facebook.com/IanLeeOfficial. Episode 11, coming soon.